Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Welcome in to Write That Down, the only show in America with grapefruits enough to put statistics next to our predictions so you can know just how wrong we are on a regular basis. When are you going to admit that you are wrong, Judd?
Twice on Wednesdays, and as of late, way too much.
The latest thing that people are, I think, people are poking at you in the YouTube comment section, Purple Daily, for not being specific enough about what getting cute means. Because you keep, like, accusing the Vikings of potentially getting cute in this draft.
Yeah, I saw that.
But people are accusing you of it being a nebulous moving target that only you know, so that you can criticize them however you see fit after the fact.
Yeah, I saw a note from a guy that said, well, it was weird. His point was a good one, but it fell apart. He basically said he basically said the first draft in 22 that it was fine to move back because there were all of these players that they didn't take that were good. And it's like, but that's trying to get cute, because if you don't hit, you've now cost yourself. And I said that was a first guess. I said that draft night.
What would getting cute, what specifically would getting cute mean for you in this year's draft?
If O'Connell has told you that he has a quarter, you know, like his quarterback class ends with McCarthy.
Yep. It's a quarterback class for me.
And Quaze is like, oh, no. Penix, we can get Penix at 11. Or we can better yet trade back and get him. I'm telling you. And somebody pointed this out too. I think it was Suhan's column a couple days ago. The getting cute is what O'Connell basically took the phone from Quasey last year and threw across the room. That's getting cute. I just want to take more trade. Take Addison. I just want to know.
We could just go back a couple slots, extra fifth round pick.
No. Exactly.
That argument, I don't know if it's an argument, but that back and forth played out. They literally kept that in the Vikings, like behind the scenes footage on their YouTube channel.
It was great. And guess
what? Make the pick.
Kevin O'Connell was right.
Yeah, Jordan Addison looks like. Someone threw a video up. Is he training with Stefon Diggs? I thought I saw someone on Vikings Twitter throw a video up of Diggs and Addison training in the offseason.
I got a lot of thoughts on that. None of them are necessarily great.
I mean, you can criticize Diggs for a lot of things, but work ethic is not one of them.
Works his butt off.
Yep. Maximizing greatness is not one of them.
Yeah, as long as they don't talk shop and he just follows Diggs's workout plan, I'm good with it.
So here's how Write That Down works. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable.
Write this down.
Those are the rules. We keep track of batting averages and home runs on the show. And listeners, if you want to participate like Riley is about to, you can send Declan a message through the Score North app. There's a feedback tab. That's the best way to get in touch with us for Write That Down requests for Feedback Friday, questions, comments, takes. We'll start with Judd here. Three things came off the board for you this week.
Interesting.
We'll start with the bad. You said Ryan Hartman will score at least one goal against the Blackhawks in his first game back from suspension.
Yeah, that's fine. It's this one that's a bad beat.
You said Carlos Correa would have at least two hits and the Twins would beat the Guardians in the
opener.
You got the first part right.
Because he had two, right?
Three hits.
He had a really nice day. Yeah. Yep.
But you did say Anthony Edwards would drop his first 50 burger at some point before the season ends, and he did last night against the vaunted Wizards.
Hey, great performance. It was awesome.
The Wizards, who are god-awful, not at full strength, and hit 13 threes in the first half. Like, just they were hitting like 60% on their threes into the fourth quarter. But Anthony Edwards said, no more. Nada.
Yep. Not in my watch.
Okay, I had a ton of stuff come off the board, so strap in here.
Go.
Excuse me.
Wow, dude.
I said UConn would beat Iowa in the women's Final Four and then some other parlay stuff that doesn't matter. I said the Twins would have multiple home runs against the Brewers in the second game of the series, at least one by Buxton. I think they only had the one. Buxton did not hit a home run in that game.
No.
I said Chad Gable would win the Intercontinental title from Gunther at WrestleMania. Didn't even wrestle Gunther. I thought they might put this thing off with The Rock until later at one point. I said that he would wrestle an official match after this year's WrestleMania.
Ah, okay.
Until after. Yeah, until yeah, after. Yeah. I said Roman Reigns would break Hulk Hogan's championship reign mark. Well, he didn't. So all of those were wrong. I did also tell you, much like Judd did on Purple Daily, I think it was, that Stefon Diggs would not be on the Bills roster by week one of 2024. A little home run. He gone. I said Anthony Edwards, despite not having hit a three-pointer in a week, would hit at least three of them against the Raptors on April 3rd. He did. And then I said Cody Rhodes will defeat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Excellent.
Hey, on that Rock one, so it's The Rock will wrestle an official match until after?
Will not.
Okay. I was
from Declan, yep. And it's, I blame and throw Declan yep. under the bus.
Oh, no, that's yep. fine. I just didn't nope. understand if, it, and I'm like, am I just going crazy? Nope, or is nope. that
if it's on that prompter, Burgundy will read it.
Okay, so The Rock won't wrestle an official match. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do like little spelling cleanups. I missed that one. But yeah, it should say will not wrestle an official match. So, okay, listeners, Gavin, we'll start with the bad here. Gavin said Twins will sweep the Royals to start the season. Ah. Mark said both Kelce brothers would be involved in WrestleMania festivities. It was only Jason.
Where was the Trav?
I don't know. Probably with Taylor. Is Taylor on tour right now?
Probably.
I thought the tour was done.
Probably is done. I don't know. Maybe she's
relationship
maybe they're
done.
No.
They're they're at restaurants in heated debates that people are posting on X, and then there are heated debates about if it's a heated debate.
Are they fighting like in public or what?
She was being very she was being very demonstrative and talking to him, and people were like, "Well, this is going downhill." And then it's like, "Well, it might have been noisy." So we debated if there was noise or if she was just a demonstrative person and she wasn't mad. She was just like passionate about her case. Or
do you think he's ever told her to calm down?
I was going to say, I'm guilty of that one.
That always works out well. Dude, that always works out really
that's
well.
A stupid
Will you
thing
relax?
To
Will you relax?
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
Why are you so uptight today? I'm not uptight.
Why are you mad? You'll know when I'm mad. Oh, okay.
The Royce line is the best. You always have to create some separation. I didn't say you were a bleep. You're acting like.
Will you calm down, though, is an all-timer.
Calm down.
It never works out well.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, Matt and Lynn, when they made their predictions, they said Caitlin Clark will drop 42 points or more in a March Madness or Big Ten tournament game.
She did?
She had 41 was her peak.
Oh, sorry, Matt.
I don't know why they chose 42 instead of 40.
Maybe
got tricky. They got too cute.
Yeah, got a little too cute.
Don't get too cute. You don't want to see it.
Maddie, come on, pal.
But Mark made up for it here because this is a home run. He said between now, the prediction when he made the prediction, and the end of the season, Anthony Edwards will drop a 50 burger at some point. And he did. First ever. Okay, the Dexter said the Twins will have multiple home runs in their home opener. Sami Zayn will be added to the world title main event in WrestleMania.
No. But?
But you did say the Money in the Bank contract would be cashed in at WrestleMania or the Raw after WrestleMania. Damian Priest. That guy's like 41, by the way.
Yeah, he's older. Yeah, he's an older guy. That was predictable, but also still fun, the fact he cashed in. I think everyone still kind of saw that probably likely coming, and Drew McIntyre was going to get way too hotty, and that's exactly what happened. It was awesome.
We still need this in sports. Like we need
the Money in the Bank,
some sort of Money in the Bank where it's the World Series. It's game seven. It's bottom of the ninth, two outs. You know, Yankees looking for their first World Series in 15 years. and there's a base hit. They're playing the, I don't know, pick a National League team, playing the Bravos, right? And there's Aaron Judge delivers the game winning. Oh, but as he's as the batter is rounding first base, by God, that's the Astros music. No? Okay.
I'd be for it. I'm all in on it. I think we need more of this.
So listeners are batting 429 on the season. Nice job by the listeners there. I'm at 360, Declan 348, Judd at 286. The three of us each have two home runs, listeners with one home run on the season. All-time stats, Declan leads with a 360 batting average. Judd leads with 314 career hits. Listeners lead with 56 career home runs. Let's get Riley in here, the guest listener predictor. Riley, what's going on, man? What is your background as a Minnesota sports fan?
Well, I'm from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Go Huskies. I've always been into sports. I currently play college baseball. I live in Tennessee, though, so it's kind of weird.
Where are you playing college ball in Tennessee?
About 30 minutes north of Knoxville.
Okay.
So, yeah. I actually had a Tommy John surgery. So Judd wouldn't like me as a pitcher in the future. So
slot baller, dude. You just got to throw slot balls.
Yep. I saw that Keith Meister Twitter interview.
How about that?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy stuff. But yeah, he's not wrong about pitching coaches wanting you to throw all these like new pitch grips, and it takes a lot of torque on your elbow. So, see? Yeah.
So yeah, I'm curious now, cause there's so much conversation about just like the wear and tear on pitchers' arms. Mm-hmm. Like when did you start throwing for velocity?
So I was a sophomore in high school, about to become a junior, and I was sitting 86 roughly from the mound. Yeah. Dude. So I had like D1 colleges in like Nashville, like it's kind of a smaller D1, but it's called Belmont.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had colleges like that looking at me, and I'm always a competitor. I like to win. So during the summer, we'd play travel ball, which is, it's getting a lot worse than what it was, but it was still highly competitive, even though I'm 20 or 19. But I would throw 89 pitches on a Wednesday, and in travel ball, that's 4 days rest. On that Saturday, which is 3 day rest, I'd throw 107 pitches because the team needed.
Yeah, dude, that's wild. God.
So do you throw like a sweeper?
I throw a slurve.
Okay.
Yep. And okay, then so I also throw a changeup, which is a lot of torque when you pronate with your wrist.
So when did you have the Tommy John?
November 21st of 2023.
Okay. So you're rehabbing.
I'm fresh off it. Yeah. I just started throwing. I actually ran into a complication. So we're trying to remake my mechanics. So I throw from 3/4, which is more like here. Yeah. But for some reason, coming back as I distance myself out, I'm coming from here and rotating my wrist, and it's causing a lot of torque again. So I just got bumped back down to throwing to 30 feet. Because I met with my physical therapist yesterday, actually, when Declan sent me the email, making sure I'm good to come on today.
This is where Judd would say, that's a setback that we need to panic about here. Yeah. For Riley. No, so, but you'll be fine. You'll be fine, dude.
Is there a pitch that you previously threw that you won't now because of the torque?
We're thinking about taking off the fastball and adding a sinker instead. Because of my arm angle, it would be less whippy a little bit more. But going more towards, because I snap my slurve really weird and I come with like a really aggressive arm angle. So they're thinking about eliminating that pitch, but that's like my best pitch. And so I don't know. Well, other than 186.
That was a really unexpected side street on Tommy John recovery right there. That was
thank you.
Good stuff, man. So, well, Riley's here. Minnesota sports fan living in Tennessee. Guessing you're probably, are the Twins your favorite team?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of funny because you mentioned it the other day. My very first memory is I was like 4 or 5 and I was watching the news because I was at my godparents' house and they were showing the Jason Kubel grand slam against the Angels for the cycle. Dude. That is the very first memory I have.
Man, that was like the first. I don't want to disrespect a legend here, but we call it a Bramergasm, right?
When that was
like,
awesome.
You know, some big thing happens. And that was like, back! it was a great call by Dick Bramer. That was wild. I left that game early. My
homecoming
like
dance.
Kevin Love.
That was the night of your homecoming dance?
My junior year homecoming dance was that game. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm drunk.
Oh, mine was. Yeah, my we have a calf. We didn't do a formal homecoming at St. Paul Central. It's just a cafeteria. It's a sweat fest. So it's all good.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now. And if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Gross.
Some Italian dunkers for dinner. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna start with Riley, over to Judd, Declan, back to me. We'll make three trips around the room here, but you're up here, Riley. Go ahead.
All right, so for my first prediction, I wrote these down in class because I just got back from my college classes. The Timberwolves will win a playoff series. They will advance all the way to the Western Conference, at least the Western Conference Finals. I don't want to get burned on that.
Yep.
And Ant will average at least 30 points per game in this playoff run.
Dude.
Would that be? I think he averaged close to that last year, right? But that would be for a full run, like multiple.
I wanted to
series.
Make it a home run parlay, and I figured winning a playoff series for the first time in like 20 years is probably pretty close to good enough. But I wanted to make sure it's a three-legged parlay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was only five games, and you're talking about potentially like 15 games or something or more. But he was 31.6 points per game last year. That's the funny thing when all these national talking heads are like, you know, I don't know if the Wolves have that guy that can carry a team. It's like, dude, he literally scored 32 points a game against the defending champions in five games.
Yeah.
So, yes, he can carry a team.
And he did close to the same thing against the Grizzlies in that series, too. So
yeah. Yep. He elevated.
Yeah.
So, all right, Judd, what's your first prediction?
Okay, my first prediction is a Twins prediction, which if you watch PD, I threatened to make because I was so anxious to make this, eager to make this one. But of course, that wasn't the right forum. This is Matt Wallner will be sent down by the Twins before next week's Write That Down. Wow. Send the poor guy to St. Paul. Listen, I know the entire team is struggling, His at-bats are painful right now. I actually feel empathy for Matt.
That's condescending.
And he can go to St. Paul. He can get right. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's just a quick trip. Matt Wallner will be sent down before next week's Write That Down.
He was, after the game, they let us into the clubhouse, and now Rocco, we used to do the interviews in Rocco's office, and now there's kind of this little new one that's down the steps from the batting practice cages. Yep. And Wallner was in there on the iPad just dissecting everything in the swing. He was the only one in that cage just sitting there looking at what's going on
right now.
I think we need to just see ball hit ball, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe that's what we need. Get rid of the computers. Get rid of the analytics. Okay, Declan, what's your prediction?
All right, I'll make a Masters prediction. Just a very easy black and white one here. Tiger Woods will make the cut at the Masters. Mm-hmm. He will make the cut at the Masters. I'm going to... I think he'll be able to make it. I don't think he'll compete. But right now, he's to make the cut, he is minus 104 on the money line. To miss the cut, he's minus 140. So it's almost a toss-up on either, but I'll think he'll make the cut. Write it down.
You know, I'm going to save my Masters prediction.
Okay.
I do have I have a Masters parlay, but we'll write this down. We'll save it here. Let's do this. All this Twins negativity, okay? You got Royce's rant from yesterday. Judd's already sending guys out. The poppers on the hot seat, David Popkins. Write this down. The Twins will get back to 500 at some point this season. Write it down. The Twins will get back to 500 at some point this season. I am here to push back against all of you negative Nancy Twins talking heads. What do they have to do? What are they now? Three games under? Are they 3-6? They were 3-4.
Yeah,
3-6.
They're buried. This should be a home run based on the way you guys talk about this team.
Hey, I'm not. I'm not crafting.
How would they
possibly
climb out of this hole with how bad they are?
Impromptu predictions I've ever seen.
Why? You and Ricey have already literally written off the season.
I'm trying to send Matt Wallner down. That's all. Ask Declan. I think he agrees with me now.
If they're as bad as you guys think, I would think climbing out of this hole in which they have twice as many losses as wins right now, and you're going to climb out of this hole,
should be
a touchdown.
Do not drag me down to hell with those two right now. I am not there.
And David Popkins should be fired, but he should have been fired last year.
the hitting
coach. Clearly, he's got pictures of somebody.
I love how we had it on this Score North Twin Show last week. Trevor Plouffe came on and basically said, no offense to hitting coaches, but I've had some hitting coaches where I wondered, like, why are they even here? What do you do here? And so, but now, of course, it's all David Popkin's fault that veteran hitters can't figure out how to get on base once in a while. It's been one a week, too. Anyways, okay, Riley, back to you for your second prediction.
So I actually have a question for Judd first. I was going to ask about how trading a draft pick works, because I know in hockey they can protect them, and sometimes in football they can protect them. So I was wondering if, like, say the Vikings trade 11, 23, could they do, like, an incentive, like, or a conditional, like, if the Vikings make the playoffs in 2025, that pick becomes
Football, you can't protect them. Okay. Basketball and hockey, you can.
Yeah.
Football, you can't.
So okay. Well, you can do conditional, though. You can do conditional.
That's what I was asking. If it's like, if the Vikings make the playoffs in 2025, if the Vikings, that pick would become a first round pick to that team.
That you can do, yes.
But yeah, like, the NBA, they like literally have, it's like a top 10 protected.
Correct.
But you can, like, they did the Josh Dobbs trade had a conditional where if Dobbs played a certain amount of snaps or whatever, then
same with the Jets, like, and the Packers, I think, too, that Aaron Rodgers trade, I think, had a conditional pick in it too.
Yeah, like, but if the Vikings throw in a 2025 first to you know, trade with the Cardinals or something, I am almost positive they're going to have to give up their first round pick. Like, I don't think a team would say, okay, if you don't make the playoffs, so you can do conditional, but in this case, if the prediction's going to be based on like a quarterback trade, odds are very good that they are going to just on their face have to give up what they say that they're giving up.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, I'm going to say the Minnesota Vikings will move at least 2 first round picks in this year's draft.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Okay.
That's
The 11 and the 23 could be.
Yeah. Yep. Whether it's move up or down with either of those picks, they will not pick at 11, 23. They'll move them.
Okay. Write this down. I like it. I like where you're going here. That's okay. Solid. Back to Judd for your second one.
All right. Frozen Four in town this weekend at the X. Boston College win it. Boston College will win the NCAA Frozen Four, which includes what? Denver, BU, BC,
Michigan. Yeah, yes.
This hacky guy.
But Boston College will win it.
That's right. So let me know if you need any other insights on the Frozen Four here this weekend. Attendance, what do we think? There's no Minnesota teams.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I think it's sold out, or it is.
Okay.
But there are plenty of seats to be had. I guess
good seats
I didn't
available.
Realize this. Michigan has made the Frozen Four every year it's been here, and they've never won it.
That's interesting.
How many, what is it, like once every 5 or 6 years?
Pretty much. We're usually on the rotation there.
Yeah, okay. Right, we are. Write this
down. The Dexter.
All right, I'll make a Twins prediction. I'll make a positive Twins prediction here. All right? So right now.
And you've been watching them.
I have. I have to go watch them here in about 90 minutes after recording. So the Twins have 9 hits with runners in scoring position this season. 9 total. That's it. They've played 9 games, and they have 9 hits with runners in scoring position. By next week's Write That Down, the Twins will have at least 7 hits with runners in scoring position.
Okay.
They'll have at least 7 hits with runners in scoring position starting on Wednesday against the Dodgers by next week's accountability session. I can help track this, too, if you want, Phil. But, yeah, they'll have at least 7 hits with runners in scoring position by next week's Write That Down.
All right. See, optimistic. Declan and Phil have a little bit of perspective here when it comes to the Twins. Okay. You guys, you Royce, Judd.
They're not
we
that
can't
good.
Wait 3 weeks to see what this team looks like. The Dodgers.
I'm just trying to send one guy
the
down.
The Dodgers started the regular season a week before everyone else, too, by the way. They
I'm
were
just
dialing
trying to
that
send
thing
one
up.
Guy down. Oh, Glasnow last night. What a treat to watch him.
Baldelli is right when he said this in postgame yesterday. When Glasnow is healthy and on, you're probably talking about one of the 3 best pitchers in all of baseball.
Yeah, he's lights.
He's
up.
Nasty.
And my guys have no chance right now.
Here, guys.
Okay, write this down. Anthony Edwards will drop 50 or more in a playoff game this year. He's the type of player that, like, once he accomplishes something or figures something out, he gets to this new level of basketball self-awareness. And now that he knows he can drop 50 in a game, And we already see him elevating his performance the last couple of years in the playoffs.
Yep.
I think he's going to do it again at some point. And it'll be within the flow, obviously, because you're not going to hunt for it in a playoff game. He hunted a little bit last night when they were up by like 10, and he had 42 points.
By the time it's all said and done, I think he gets at least one 70-point game in his career.
Wow.
A 70-burger, huh?
Yeah. As he gets,
you want to go on the record with that here?
Huh? Comfortable. No, not
throw
yet.
Throw a long-term one on here.
Not yet. No, because come it's going to take a long. A while. I could see in 2 or 3 years in a game like last night, him going for like 72.
I would hate for this to happen, like against, don't they play the Hawks in a couple days, right? I would hate for it to happen. And you said this, but it was all kind of off the record.
Yeah, thanks for protecting me. Thanks.
So, okay, we're back to Riley here for his third and final prediction.
So this one is absolutely a home run. No shot it happens. And I'm kind of down on this Twins team too right now. But the Minnesota Twins will trade for Mike Trout.
What? Whoa!
That would be. I love your enthusiasm for life, Riley. You're young. Buddy. Your future is ahead of you. And I like how you think. God, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I'm gonna put an end date on that before the 2025 season.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Yeah, because otherwise we'd be waiting. If he wants to play for like 10 more years, we'd be sitting here.
You'll be like 42.
Yeah.
It finally happened. See? Mike Trout, it finally happened.
Yeah, I wanted to put an end date on that because that could be out there for a while.
So, well, Riley, great stuff here. Since you've got this life-changing platform right now on Score North, and write that down, is there anyone you'd like to thank that helped you get to this, besides your elbow surgeon, that helped you get to this pinnacle moment?
Just all of my family that got me into Minnesota sports and sports in general. They're the reason I'm the person I am today and addicted to sports. I literally come home and watch the Timberwolves or the Wild or Timberwolves, Wild, Twins, or Vikings. So, yeah.
Love it, man.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Riley, good luck with your rehab.
Thank you.
We'll definitely get you on again sometime, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
There he is, Riley in Tennessee, Minnesota sports fan. Boys, let's make our final predictions here. Judd, what's your third one?
All right, I am going to have a Masters prediction, and it's very, very simple. Someone from the LIV Tour will win the Masters.
All right.
A LIV golfer will win the Masters.
Do you care to, off the record, speculate on which LIV golfer? Like Brooks Koepka? Little DJ?
I've got...
Phil Mickelson?
No. I've got Koepka...
Johnny Rahm?
John Rahm won it last year.
Yep.
So I don't know he's going to go back to back. I think the last back to back was Tiger in the early 2000s.
I think that is correct. Yes, that is
so correct. Yeah. So Koepka's the guy off the record, but I just think that the LIV guys who are so well paid, but on a tour that does anybody care?
About LIV? No.
No.
Like, is anyone paying attention to them?
No.
It just seems like such
nobody
a
nobody watches on TV, and only smattering of people go to the actual events. And John Rahm sounded depressed when asked about it this week.
Yeah.
I mean, John Rahm literally said, I went there because they offered me life-changing money, and now he's like, I kind of miss playing 72-hole tournaments. Well, yeah.
I saw that.
Dummy.
And why don't they? What's
they
the
just
like they
change want,
it up, man. You know?
They want everything to be different. I don't know if there's like financial reasons. They clearly don't care about sparing expenses, though.
Right.
Because they're not making money. Yeah. But part of the reason why a lot of their players have fallen way down the world rankings. Like Bryson DeChambeau is poof gone from world rankings, basically.
Because they get no points.
Yeah, because they're not actual like tournaments. They're not full round tournaments.
Right. So. It's unfortunate. But anyway, one of the LIV golfers will win the Masters.
Okay.
Write this down.
Okay, I'm gonna make an impromptu. I'll make another Masters prediction. I had a WWE prediction, but I can just kind of hold on to that one for maybe even next week. So, right now to miss the cut, Rory McIlroy is +580 on a money line. So implied odds, that means you only have a 14% chance that he will miss the cut. If I say Rory McIlroy misses the cut, is that a home run?
How many times what are the odds again?
+580 if to miss the cut.
So he's like, he's 5-1 to make the cut basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think missing the cut, that's a home run.
Okay.
He's literally like one of the three best players in the world and he has flirted with Masters before. Yeah, that's fair.
I saw he also got there. He was like the last guy to report. He like got there on Tuesday. He got there yesterday. So like everyone's kind of been there for a few days, and his game in just the last year has been kind of atrocious. So
it's been 10 years since he won a major. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or a master's
major 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you might be right.
Yeah. He'll miss the cut. Okay. Write it down.
I'll give you my master's prediction here too.
Write this down.
I'm looking for a home run. So I'm doing a three Adam parlay. I love me some Tiger Woods, as you know. He's won one Masters in 19 years. It was 2019. His body is completely broken.
Yep.
He hasn't played any competitive golf, really. So I don't think he's going to make the cut. I'm rooting for him. I hope we get another. I think 2019 was the magic. We got the magic.
I was going to say, you got it. Yeah.
Yep. It's totally fine.
You got it.
So here's my three Adam parlay.
Okay.
Tiger Woods misses the cut. Will Zalatoris.
Love Will.
Who's on the mend.
Yeah.
Top 20. He's gonna top 20.
Okay.
The Masters. So he'll make the cut and he'll be top 20.
Belly putter.
And somebody will shoot 80 or worse on Thursday or Friday. Somebody in the tournament will shoot an 80 or worse at the Masters on Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
I'm looking at like the Jose Maria Olazabal, like these former champions that are playing on the Champions Tour now.
Yeah.
Like Vijay Singh or somebody could shoot an 80.
Vijay was so good at one time, man.
Let's see.
Hell, Justin Thomas could shoot an 80.
All right. There's a few plus 100,000 people. Plus 100,000. Vijay Singh is plus 100,000 to win the Masters. He's one of
Mike Weir. Like Mike Weir could shoot an 80.
Yep. Fred Couples. Danny Willett. Zach Johnson. Plus 100,000.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an old head. I mean, once you start being the captain of the Ryder Cup team, it's kind of like...
Well, how old is Zach Johnson? He's from...
Bubba's plus 50,000. Right? He's won twice.
I think Zach Johnson's from Cedar Rapids.
Zach Johnson's 48 now. He's from Iowa.
48? Holy crap.
Hold on a second here.
Yeah,
there's some speculation that Tiger is going to be the American captain in 2025 Ryder Cup team.
He's from Iowa City.
So those are my predictions. It also could just be that one of these, it could be Tiger. Dude, Tiger could shoot an 80. And the weather might be weird on Friday.
He'd walk off before that round was done, right?
He probably would withdraw. Yeah, he has too much pride to clock an 80.
When does his kid become eligible for like the Masters? Charlie.
Well, to be eligible for the Masters, you have to win your way. It's not like other tournaments where
there's exemptions.
I think for the Masters, I mean, the Masters is like such a select, what is it? 75. It's such a select field.
Right.
Yeah.
But how old is
when would he be eligible for the PGA Tour? I mean, he's 14 years old.
Okay.
You could get on the PGA Tour when you're 18, 19.
Yeah.
So probably five more years.
That's what I'm saying. I bet that kid wins a Masters within the next 6 years.
You've just made two off the record predictions that
if
they happen.
It's 6 years, dude. It's 6 years. That's such a judge. That's old school judge. Judd now makes predictions that can come off the board.
The mannerisms are terrifying between those two.
They are. They are.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
Well, it's great, though, because, I mean, the kid's going to be or should be fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be – I think he's going to be really good, too. The question is, is he being thrust into something that – mentally is just going to fold him
because that's what I'm saying.
He's going to be under a ridiculous microscope.
He could fall apart completely, but
yeah,
he could also be great.
So, all right, those are your predictions here. It's Write That Down, the only segment in America, and we do it on Purple Daily as well, that actually keeps track of the show's predictions like idiots.
Write this down.
We'll see you guys tomorrow for a Reckless Speculation Thursday with our friend Doogie.